Chris Voss here with you at Symphony Hall in Boston. Welcome back to WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society and part three of Handel's Messiah. It begins with an atmosphere of utter serenity as the soprano sings, "I know that my Redeemer liveth." Then the bass proclaims the transformation made possible by Christ's victory over death in "The Trumpet Shall Sound." The oratorio closes with Christ in heaven and the great chorus, "Worthy is the Lamb." Handel uses his operatic skills to make the arias come to life, and yet somehow it's the choruses in Messiah that make the effect so touching and so personal. And with a group like the Handel and Haydn Society chorus, it's even more so. I'm just thrilled to be able to listen to them and to be able to share this music with you this evening. By the way, Masaaki Suzuki is all the way in from Tokyo to conduct this evening's concert with the Handel and Haydn Society, and I got a chance to interview him a few days ago, and it's a wonderful conversation about why he does this music and what this music means to him and what he's trying to do with period instrument music in Japan. The whole conversation is available anytime at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Here are the soloists: Elizabeth Watts, countertenor Reginald Mobley, tenor Nicholas Pond, and Deshaun Burton, the baritone, returning with Masaaki Suzuki as they bow to the audience, ready for part three of Handel's Messiah. Here again is the Handel and Haydn Society on WCRB in concert. Thank you.
Thank you. trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. The trumpet shall sound.
Give it us, Lord, 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 give
doesn't get as much credit as the Hallelujah Chorus, but it certainly should. That is, Worthy is the Lamb and the great Amen that closes Handel's Messiah, there with the Handel and Haydn Society chorus and orchestra conducted by Masaaki Suzuki, who takes a bow right now as our soloists stand in the front. That is soprano Elizabeth Watts with countertenor Reginald Mobley and tenor Nicholas Pahn and baritone Deshaun Burton, who sounded great. What an incredible voice. Joined by Handel and Haydn Society trumpeter Jesse Levine. Handel and Haydn Society presents Messiah every year at Symphony Hall and has been doing so since 1854. So if it's something you have yet to experience, get it on your bucket list and hear this amazing oratorio live in concert at Symphony Hall. Soloists coming back on stage and getting a tremendous round of applause from the audience, who are all on their feet cheering this great group of musicians as Masaaki Suzuki makes his way to the center to thank them all for their singing, in particular the soloists. But the great playing of the Handel and Haydn Society as well. Ace Linowski is the concertmaster, one of the great violinists in the country, and joined by another great violinist, Christina Day Martinson, associate concertmaster. The principal violist is Anne Black. Guy Fishman is the principal cellist, and the chorus of the Handel and Haydn Society now standing for a big round of applause, well-deserved as well. Bass soloists, Heather Miller Larden, she is fantastic, the principal bassist. And we heard Ian Watson was playing the harpsichord throughout, joined by Justin Blackwell as the organist from time to time. All taking big bows now, the soloists. Don't forget, there are a couple of chances to hear this great group, the Handel and Haydn Society, in concert with music for the holiday season still to come here in this December. A Baroque Christmas is Thursday, December 19th at 7:30, and Sunday afternoon, December 22nd at 3 o'clock, both at NEC's Jordan Hall. And violinist Ace Linowski will be leading the orchestra in works by Vivaldi, Chiarelli, Bieber, Albinoni, and Telemann. For details about that great tradition, a Baroque Christmas, visit our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. There you can hear Handel and Haydn Society's Messiah performance again on demand at your leisure throughout this holiday season. And you can also find a complete broadcast schedules to WCRB in concert broadcast and the Handel and Haydn Society concert schedule as well. Hear my interview with the conductor Masaaki Suzuki at that site. So again, it is classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Our thanks to the Handel and Haydn Society for making this broadcast possible, and this broadcast of the Handel and Haydn Society in concert was written and produced by Alan McClellan and recorded and mixed by audio engineers Joel Watts and Antonio Oliart Ross. The executive producer for WCRB in concert is Brian McCreath, and we had assistance from Cole Barber. I'm Chris Voss. Thanks for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.